Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hello, my friend. I am so excited to share this with you today because today I'm talking about the last planning system you will ever need in your business. Now, I realize that is an insanely bold statement for me to make, but I believe it 100% because this has come about because of me being asked the question, Amanda, how have you been able to accomplish this? And very specifically, this is coming from friends who know a lot more about my personal life that I don't necessarily share out loud to the public, right? And so they know a lot more of what's going on in my life and they see what I'm doing in my business and they're like, how are you doing it all? Well, first of all, I'm not doing it all, but what they're seeing is my consistency and the fact that I've been able to finish things that I've started. And so what I did is I sat down and I analyzed all the crap that's happened since I started my business that could have thrown me off and how in the world I navigated it. And actually, it's pretty simple. I realize that's annoying when I say that, but the planning system that I'm going to share with you today is very, very simple. It's not easy because nothing in life that we really want is really easy, but it's simple. So I'm going to break it down today. And I also want to tell you that I'm going even deeper into this process and sharing the tools, the systems, the technology, the processes, like everything behind the curtain. I am sharing it all in a live event that's happening starting next week. I am super excited about this. It is called Beyond Goals Resilient Business Planning. And I am sharing all the things. So this is actually split up over 3 sessions. They're only 2 hours each because I know your time is precious. You don't have a ton of time during your day. So it's not 3 full days, but it's broken up on purpose so that you can take action on very specifically 1 or 2 things. And then we'll come together for another session. You're going to learn some more. You're going to take some action. There's accountability built in because there's homework assignments. These are things that I know to work and it's part of the process that I'm teaching. So I would love for you to join me. All you have to do is go to amandamckinney.com/2024. That's 2024. And you can register for the event. Now, if you're hearing this after October 2023, after the event has taken place, then the DIY version will be available. So that version will be available. You can purchase it and go through it on your own. Now, I will suggest inside the DIY version to go at this similar pace where you take one thing at a time. But it will all be there. Same URL, even if you're getting there later. So let's dive in and talk about this system. So the first thing that we typically do when we are looking at achieving a goal or, you know, making a plan for something is we make it harder than it needs to be. That's just the reality. We're looking for the new planner, the new tech tool, or maybe someone out there has the magic answer. The thing is that none of those things are bad. A planner is awesome. New tech tools are great. If you find a coach that works with you and has a system to do a specific thing, that's awesome. All of these things are great. But if we're just trying to find those things, we're not actually making progress on what we want to do. So that's where it gets a little tricky, is like we tend to be in analysis paralysis more frequently than we'd probably like to admit. Now, these three steps that I'm going to talk to you today about this planning system, that's going to be the last one you ever need, and there's only three things you have to do. Like, it's very, very simple. But this is for someone who's in it for the long run. Now, I am saying that very specifically because this is not something that you can implement today and your dreams will come true by Friday or whatever day you're listening to this, like 5 days later. The thing is that there is nothing that works like that. So we have to look at it as I'm in this for the long run, and therefore I am willing to find the tools that work for me, to find the systems that work for me, to ask the hard questions, to dig in when things don't work, because nothing is going to work like you plan it originally. But if you're committed to doing the work, then this system will absolutely work for you. And this will allow you to build the dream life and the dream business that you have versus just wishing for it to happen. Like, we have to be willing to take the action to make it happen. So all of that being said, we need to stop getting into all of this analysis paralysis and Googling things and actually start to take action. Now, the reality is we're not going to hit every goal that we ever set, right? I don't know who does. If you do, please contact me. I'd like to have you on the podcast and talk to you about how you live your life and how you do these amazing things, because I have never met anyone who's met every single goal they've ever set. That's just really not possible because life gets in the way. And there's just no stopping that because we can't control everything. So if you're like me and you love having control of certain things in your life, or all things in your life if you could, this is not fun for us. But the reality is we can't control everything, and therefore life is going to throw you off and you won't be able to finish all the things that you really wanted to in a day, a week, a year, whatever. Life gets in the way, but you can continuously move forward and be flexible with your plan if you have the right tools, systems, and processes in place. Now, I have been doing this long enough that as soon as I was writing my notes for this episode and I said, it is simple, immediately I knew that there's going to be someone, and it could be you. I'm not trying to point fingers. I just know that there's going to be at least one person, if not hundreds of people, that are thinking, but Amanda, you don't know what I'm going through. And my dear friend, you are right. I don't. I don't know what you're going through, and I don't have to, because here's the thing. What you're going through is real. What you're going through is difficult. What you're going through is challenging you and probably affecting you mentally, physically, emotionally. I am not trying to make light of anything that you are navigating. That is not my point today at all. What I want you to know is that I don't have to know what you're going through, because I know one thing about you. And I know that whatever you're going through is tough, but you are tougher. And I know that with extreme certainty, because you are here today. And you have likely navigated so many hard things in your life that you did not think you were going to be able to go through, yet you are here. And somehow, everything kept you going. Your critical thinking skills, your compassion, your experience, and all these things have helped you navigate what you have experienced so far, and they will continue to help you navigate going forward. So, with all of that being said, and knowing I don't know what you're going through, I'm going to say something that is going to feel probably a little harsh, but it's something that we all have to hear. Because when we truly, truly want something, and if you are at a place, and maybe I should also give this caveat, if you're in a place in your business that you really want a lot of things, but it is just not possible, it is like your want is there, but you can't do anything about it for whatever reason, this may not be the best time to listen to the rest of this episode, because I'm going to push a little hard on a few things. This is for the person who is, sure, maybe going through something very difficult, maybe not, but you're going to encounter difficult things, no matter if you're experiencing it today or not. But you are willing to look at it as, I am in this for the long run, and I am committed to growing this business, to hitting this goal, to whatever your goal is, you're committed to it. So if that's you, let's keep going. And I'm going to say the thing that's a little harsh, but it's probably the thing that you need to hear, because I know I needed to hear it many, many times, and I'll continue to need to hear it, is we can either make progress or we can make excuses. And that's a tough pill to swallow, because we're doing one of them. You're either going forward or you're making an excuse of why you're not going forward. And again, I'm not trying to make light of the situation. That is not what I am trying to do. I understand so much about hardship in life. I'm not saying I know exactly what you're going through, but I've had my own hardship in life. And so we have to focus on how can I continue to make progress, even if it's much slower than I thought I could do, right? We just have to keep asking that. And so the thing that I was really struck with recently is the difference between wanting something and making a true decision to pursue it. And this is something that I've talked about for years, and I've worked with coaching clients on this. I've worked with myself. It's like we can want a lot of things. I could list out a lot of things that I want right now. However, I would have to then ask myself, am I willing to take the actions that are necessary in order to get that thing? And sometimes the answer is no. I may want to, I really do want to do this. I want to take a month-long trip to Italy. Like that is something I really want to do. However, if you were to be in my office with me right now and you would say, Amanda, I can make this happen for you, but here's the three things I need in the next month and I can make it happen for you by the end of the year. I'm not in a position to actually do that. So I couldn't say no to other things because I've committed to things. I couldn't take some of the actions that you would need me to take. And therefore, I want to go to Italy for a month, but I have not chosen to actually take the actions to make that happen. Now, I will one day, but it's not today. So we have to truly understand what we want and what is the thing that we want, and we're willing to say no to other things. We're willing to decide to pursue that thing. And that is a big, big, big deal, because a lot of the times we don't know that answer. It's like, what do I want? What am I willing to choose to actually do? And so this is the first part of really understanding where this conversation comes from. And when I talk about really wanting something, and I really want you to make sure that you know what you want. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, make sure to go back to that. It's episode number 210, and talking about what do you truly want, uncovering your real desire in life. You want to make sure that you know that. But I also understand that it's very, very easy to look at others, especially when we're scrolling on social media. I'm not trying to hate on social media because there's great things there, but we can be scrolling or reading emails or whatever it is and think that these people, whoever you're looking at, these people don't have to deal with the same thing I have to deal with. And it's very often that this happens, and it's come up quite a few times on coaching calls with myself. And so while I have a very firm boundary of not sharing my family stories, because they did not sign up for this business, I did, and not sharing anything that I have not processed personally yet publicly, you know, I want to make sure that I process that first. Those are two boundaries I have in my business. However, I have a list of things that I thought, you know what, you've probably never heard me talk about these things because I haven't had to, but these are things that have happened to me in my business or in my life, my personal life, that have affected my business since I started it in 2017. Now, I'm talking about things between myself as well as family members. So multiple hospital stays for family members that change in a moment's notice. I mean, you understand that. Someone goes into the hospital, it's a moment's notice. It's not like a pre-planned situation we have on our hands. It's, oh my gosh, we're rushing this person to the hospital, drop everything and go. We moved a family member in to our home and we're the caregiver for several months, and that impacted our daily life. There's been mental illness in the family that changed my day-to-day routine. So this is something that many people have to deal with. And whether it's yourself or someone that you live with, someone that you care about, a friend, a family member, whatever, it changes in a moment's notice with a mental illness. And so we have to navigate that. And it's often not just difficult from a business perspective, but from an emotional perspective as well. Now, I've gotten sick many times, you know, whether it's the common cold or COVID or whatever, and that never happens at a convenient time at all. It's usually exactly when I am prepared to like record 13 podcast episodes or whatever it is, and I always get sick when it's the least convenient. In 2020, my stepbrother passed away, and as you most likely know, grief comes in waves and hits at weird times. And so I can be doing really great with all my business stuff, and then all of a sudden something will happen and I'm really sad. And therefore, I can't record that podcast episode. I can't do whatever. There's things that throw off my daily routines all the time. I had a knee injury when I first started my business, and it led to surgery, and I had time off, and there was doctor's appointments. I recently shared on the podcast that I had a health scare that led to so many doctor's appointments. It took me away. I have to take a month off in November. There's a lot that has come up. And so the reason I'm sharing this is not to be poor, poor, pitiful me. I am not trying to do that. What I'm trying to say is that it happens to all of us. And we can either choose to make excuses or we can continue to make progress. And so people have asked me many times how in the world I've navigated continuing to grow my business while all these other things have happened. And my answer has always been, I have support and I have systems. And I believe it 100% because I've seen it in my life, and I cannot wait to share all of the systems with you. But you have to have both of those things. You need support and you need systems. Don't try to go at this alone. And I also want to remind everyone that, you know, we have these interruptions. Maybe it's someone goes into the hospital. Maybe it's something that throws us off in business, whatever it is. We have these interruptions. But when I was thinking about it with my own business, I was also thinking, you know what? We have very positive interruptions too. When we are entrepreneurs and have that flexible schedule and we're working really hard to create this business that we love so much that integrates into our life, we get to have the fun moments too. So I was thinking about how my husband gets to pop into my office and share something fun or great or whatever it is in the middle of the day, because we both work from home most of the time and he's able to do that and I can take that break. It does interrupt my flow, but I have created a system that allows for the flexibility for that. A friend will call just to say that she's thinking of me, and I absolutely love when I have the opportunity to take that call or to answer that text. You know, my dogs drive me nuts sometimes when they want to go outside because it's usually right before I have a call. But how beautiful it is that they remind me to go outside, and I usually get a different perspective from being outside just for a few moments. So it's a nice interruption, right? And you can, you know, be scrolling on Instagram and see something inspiring or have lunch with friends. There's a lot of things that can be positive interruptions, but I want us to look at this as we are interrupted in our day, and so we have to be willing to plan based on how we are interrupted as well, because these things can throw us off track. So the cool part is that I've actually been kind of working towards this for many years. So I shared with you at the beginning, I'm talking about planning and being resilient in your planning, and I've got this live event. I'm super excited. But it's really evolved over the years. So I used to have this thing called a planning party, and I shared it with my students, and so many people have gone through it, and I love it, and it was so fun. But as I had a health scare, as all these things have happened in my business, I've continued to evolve. And so the planning looks a little different, but the three steps that I'm going to share with you today are absolutely part of all of it. It always has been. I just haven't called it out because I didn't know until I did this analysis. So let's dive into these three steps. And before I share the exact three, I want to tell you what I've been able to do, or just a few things that I've been able to do following this system. So I was able to write the first draft of my book in just 3 months, even after we had moved that family member in that we were a caregiver for. And during the 3 months I was writing the first draft of my book, we were taking care of another human in this home. And it was a lot of things on our plate, but I still wrote the book. People ask me all the time how in the world I did that. And it was because I was dedicated to the process. I knew my why behind what I was doing, and I figured out the how. I also had support and I had systems. Another thing I've been able to do is I had my first $10,000 launch back when the world shut down and COVID hit, and everything changed in our house. We had different people living here. We had different routines, different schedules, a lot different situation for me because I used to work at home by myself all day. And it was a very different situation. I didn't know quite how things were going to change. And I ended up having a great successful launch, which was a very exciting moment. I've also been able to be continuously consistent with my content. This is probably one of the most proud things that I get to say, is that I have been consistently producing content since June. Let me look at my notes. June 2018. And I have, at the time of this recording going live, 211 podcast episodes. I have over 200 YouTube videos, and I have 68 blog posts. Now, this is since 2018, and I have not missed a week. There was one pause intentionally for a holiday, I believe, that I intentionally did that. And then I think I paused for 1 week, maybe two over a Christmas holiday. But ever since 2018, like, those are the only weeks I've missed. It's like two or three, and they were holiday pause related. Very intentional. It wasn't because I accidentally missed anything. Now, this is taking into account all those things that happened. And so the reason I'm sharing this is because this process, this system, this three steps is what got me to those results. Now, I'm not saying everyone has to create weekly content like I do. I'm not saying that at all. But if you wanted to, it's possible, even when life throws you curveballs, if it's important to you. It was very important to me. And now consistency with my content is very easy. It's a system. It's a process. It's actually probably harder for me to not produce a podcast episode at this point because it would be really off my routine. So you can get there if it's important to you. But again, it doesn't have to be content for you. It doesn't have to be writing a book or whatever it is. It's like whatever is important to you, it is possible using this system. So here's what I figured out when I did all the analysis, that I needed to know exactly what I wanted, and I needed to commit to taking the action and making it happen. The commitment and understanding, like knowing what I wanted and deciding to make that commitment, was critical. If you do not have this, the rest of it doesn't matter. So you have to know what you want and decide that you're in it for the long haul and you're going to commit to the process. The next thing was that I had to figure out what tools and systems worked for me, and then making sure that whatever worked for me was able to be adjusted. Now, this is very specific, and it's like, I'll talk a little bit more about it, but you have to find what works for you and then make sure it's adjustable so it's got some flexibility. And the third thing is that you have to know, I had to know what level of accountability I needed based on where I was in my life, in my business, and what I was trying to tackle. So let's dive into each of these. The first one is uncovering your desire and deciding to take action. I just talked about I had to know what it was that I needed and wanted, and I had to decide. And so you have to decide that this is important to you. You have to be willing to say no to other things. And if you are not willing to say no to other things, it is not going to work. You have to actually commit to whatever it is that you really want. Because if you reflected on all the goals that you've hit and all the goals that you haven't hit, I can guarantee you that the issue was that you really didn't want the thing. You did not commit to the process, even if you did want it. Like me wanting to go to Italy, I want that. But I'm not committing to the process today. So I can't expect that to happen for me tomorrow or next month if I'm not willing to do the actions, to save the money, to plan the trip, to block off the time, like all these things I am not willing to do right now, but I hope I am one day because I really want to take that trip. But the difference between wanting and deciding is just enormous because it's important. So you have to want something bad enough and then decide that you're committed to doing it. And just that reminder, you have to say no to things. Like I keep saying this, I'm trying to sprinkle it in so it doesn't feel so harsh. You are going to have to say no to a lot of things, and you're going to have to say no to things that you probably really want to do. But you have to want the one thing even more. You have to really want and decide on the other thing, the one thing that you'll focus on. Otherwise, you'll get sidetracked on a million things, and it's just too hard to try and do too many things at one time. And you're also going to have to push through a lot of, I don't want to do it. There's going to be things in that path of you trying to hit that goal that you're not going to want to do. You're not going to want to take that action. You're not going to feel motivated sometimes, but you're going to have to keep doing it in order to hit that goal. Now, I'm not talking about like grin, bear it, and, you know, push through. You know, we're not talking about that. This is not creating a life you hate. That is not the point. But you will have to persevere through lack of motivation, because Lack of motivation does not mean you can't take action. That is not the case at all. I don't feel like doing a lot of the things that I do. As a matter of fact, I really procrastinated recording this episode, which I'm very excited about to share. But I just didn't want to do it today. But here I am. I'm doing it. And it's going to be fine. It's going to turn out great. I know it is. And I'm going to get through it. But we have to push through even when we don't feel like doing the thing, because the end result is worth it. You hearing this podcast episode, me sharing this method with you and inviting you to this live event, that is totally worth it. It is going to impact your life in so many ways. So I need to just push through the, I don't feel like recording this episode. I don't need to sit in that too long. I just need to move forward and focus on the outcome. And so you'll probably also have to deal with other people telling you maybe it's not worth it. You should go have fun instead of doing this thing or whatever. You might have people that believe in you. You might not. You just might have to deal with opposition from other people. And so you'll have to navigate that as well. But the thing is you have to really, truly want the thing. So like when I really wanted to write a book, there were times I had to say no to going out with friends to have lunch or dinner or whatever, because it wasn't possible. We were juggling too many things in our household and I needed that time to write. So I had to say no. And that sucked. But I get to say yes now because the book is done, right? I don't have to continue to write that. I reached the finish line and now I don't have to write that book anymore. So it's not forever, but you will have to say no. But deciding to commit to the process is very important. So the next thing is finding the tools and the technology and, you know, all of this that will help you achieve the goal. So this is once you understand what you want, you've decided that you're committed to the process, and now you're absolutely willing to take the action. Like, we're not worrying about, are you willing to do this? Because you've already committed. So now it's all about creating that plan of attack. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to write this many words. I'm going to, you know, work on XYZ, whatever it is. But remember, something is always going to get tossed at you. Maybe it's a fun interruption. Maybe it's a crisis. I don't know what's going to happen. More often than not, it is not a fun thing that ends up getting thrown your way. Whether you get thrown off for a day, a week, a month, things are going to happen. But it is absolutely possible to have a plan that allows you focus, flexibility, and follow through. And this is where the tools come in, because now you've decided, right? You've decided you're committed. So we need to figure out the tools and the things that will help you continue to move forward, even when life gets crazy. So I have three things I want to share with you today. One is project planning. Two is the tech tools. And three is your calendar. These are the things that can help you or possibly put you in analysis paralysis if you choose to go that direction, which I really hope you do not. If you tend to be the person that falls into analysis paralysis, like you're going to research those three things that I just said, like project planning, tech tools, and your calendar, you're going to go on Google and do all these things, please sign up for Beyond Goals Resilient Business Planning. I'm going to tell you all the answers. Pay the money, join the thing. I promise you I'm going to save you tons of hours because I've done the Googling. Let me tell you, I'm not just telling you what works for me. I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you exactly the process that you can use with any tech tool that will help you. It does not matter which you pick. I am going to tell you a little bit about what works for what types of people, but I'm going to tell you the process. So that's where project planning comes in. Now, if you are a person who really despises structure, hang with me, because I know that that's not going to be the most fun for you. However, think about if you ordered an IKEA dresser, like if you just tried to put it together, that thing's going to be crooked, the drawers are not going to work, nothing's going to work. You have to read the freaking directions and put it together one step at a time, right? This is what we have to do in our business. We need a project plan. We need a plan that breaks it freaking down because it's going to feel overwhelming. You're going to not be motivated. There's a lot of things that are going to get in your way. And that's why people do not achieve their goal, is because things get in their way. It's not because they don't want it. It's not because they're not excited. It's because things get in the way. But a project plan will help you take one step at a time. When you see the progress, you're going to feel more motivated. All things work for the good here. So just think about putting an IKEA dresser together and thinking, oh, thank you for these directions. That's the project plan. You're going to have the directions to follow, even when life throws a curveball your way. So the tech tools is how you use that project plan. So I'm going to teach you how to take a project plan that you can write on a freaking notebook piece of paper or a Google Doc or whatever and take it into a system. Now, I'm going to very much encourage you to use a digital tech tool for a project management system. I have free options. There are paid options. I'm going to outline it all in this training and Beyond Goals, Resilient Business Planning. Please sign up. I promise you I'm going to save you tons of time. So I want you to take your project plan, put it into a project management system so that there is not a guess. I never want you to sit at your desk or sit at your computer. I don't care where you're sitting. Taking your computer and you think, I've got time to work, but what do I work on? No, we are not doing that anymore. That is not where we are. You will always know what you're doing because that will keep you on track. That will keep you moving forward. You will never work on the quote unquote wrong thing again because you will know your project plan. You will know what success looks like today, not success in 5 years, success today. You will know because the project plan is in your project management system and it tells you what to do every single day. This is in combination with your calendar. Now, whatever kind you use, if you're a paper calendar person or you're a digital calendar person, I don't really care which one you'd use. Either one is fine by me. I'm going to teach you how to use your calendar to help you create the week that works for you. We're going to talk about your ideal week and what you want it to look like and what you wish it looked like and what you want to dream for, because if you don't know what you want it to look like, you can't know what to aim for, right? And so we're going to talk through how you can do that with your calendar as well. So those are the three things in finding the tools. So understanding like a project plan, understanding the tech tools, and using your calendar. And so that's what we're doing in the second session of these live sessions that I'm hosting. And you'll actually put it together. And that's your homework. You're actually picking out the system. You're putting it in. You're asking me questions because I've got Voxer office hours. Like, this is a very exciting time for sure. So the third step, so the first step is understanding what you want and committing to the process. Step number two is understanding the tools and the technology that's going to help you be focused and flexible at the same time. And number three is understanding the level of accountability you need. Now, in my opinion, there are three levels of accountability, and we all need them at different times. People have asked me over and over and over again how I have accomplished things, and I have used all three of these levels of accountability because I am not doing this alone. It may seem like it from the outside looking in sometimes, but I am not. No one is. We all need accountability, and sometimes that accountability is another human. Sometimes that accountability is a tech tool, and there's many different levels here, but we really need to understand what level we need right now in this season. Now, you can ask yourself this in different seasons of your life and you'll have a different answer, but you need to know what you need right now. Because what happens is this: you've decided on what you want, you've decided to take the action, and then you're like, these tools are going to help me get there. I've got my project plan. I'm great. And then life is like, bam, there you go. I'm going to just give this right on to you. And it's a load of crap. It's awful. I mean, your plan, screw the plan, right? You're like, I don't even know what to do. I get asked all the time. I was just asked by a friend, Amanda, what do you do when something interrupts your day? Like, do you move it on the calendar? Like, what do you do when that happens? Like, when you have to take care of a family member all of a sudden in the middle of your day when you had this other things planned. And we were talking at lunch and I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to share this more. It's like, I don't wing that. I do have a process. It's a very strategic process. When my day is thrown off, there are several things that happen. And I walk through this. I'm going to walk through this in the training to show you on my calendar, to show you in my project management tool, like exactly what I do. Because this has happened so many times. It's not like I say, like, wait, don't call the ambulance. I'm going to finish what I was doing or work with my project management system. I shut the dang computer and I go call the ambulance or whatever I have to do. And I deal with it later. But there's a process. I don't have to think about it. There is no decision making in that moment because chances are things are crazy. I just said, like, don't call the ambulance, right? Like, that was a real example that I was giving. I remembered in my mind. When you're calling an ambulance for a family member and then going to the hospital and dealing with that for the rest of the day, decisions about your project management tool is not what you want to be doing. That is not what anyone needs. And therefore, I have a system that I fall back on because it's so routine for me. It happens every single week because there's not a single week that goes by that I don't have something that throws me off. I don't ever get the things done, like all the things done. I'm never 100% on my to-do list. But I can tell you with certainty that every day I know exactly what's most important and I have an exact process for when something throws me a curveball, right? And I can't do it. Like, there's a process. It doesn't just willy-nilly get shuffled to a different day. Like, there's a process and I have to do it. And there's a mantra that I live by that my dear, sweet private yoga teacher and one of my best friends told me. And she said, miss it and move on. And she was talking about exercise or something when she was talking about it, but I use this mantra in everything. Miss it and move on. Because the reality is life goes on. So we're going to miss it and move on. Because if you don't, life throwing you a curveball and you're like, well, I didn't finish today, so I guess I'll try again next quarter, next year, next week. I'm not here for that. And I don't want you to be here for that. If one day is thrown off, let it be the day. Maybe it's a week, depending on whatever the circumstance is. It's okay. It's okay to take a pause. It's okay to take a break, but have a system for getting back on track. That's the thing you have to have. You have to have the system to get back on track because there is no way that you and I are going to go through this life and not get thrown a curveball ever again. Like, we can be certain that it's going to happen. So let's plan for it. And that's what I'm sharing, is because we have to have that plan. So I kind of went on a soapbox there. Let's get back to accountability. So the accountability, there's three levels that I believe we can have. And the reason that I went down that soapbox and like stood on it a little bit is because when we're thrown off, the accountability level will help us get back on track. So that's the way we can get back on track. So you just have to know what it is. So accountability through tools is the first level. Now, what I was talking about is my project management tool. It helps hold me accountable and I have a system. So when something doesn't happen, it's not written on a piece of paper that gets thrown away in the trash at the end of the week. Like, it is in a project management tool that I see, Amanda, you did not do this, right? Like, it's very clear what I did and did not do. And I need to figure out, okay, do I still need to do that? Or is it like, can I delete that? You know, there's a system, but it's accountability through a tool. That is the accountability. Now, sometimes this is free and sometimes this is paid, but either way, it's through a tool. You don't have to find another human all the time. This can actually work for you. So that's the first level. And this is really good for people who are generally pretty good at holding themselves accountable, or they just need a plan in place, a system. These are things that are very, very helpful. It helps me a lot. I can use this level a lot. And there's a lot of people who can't. There's probably more people who this won't work for because it's not enough. But it is a level that can really help. It's also really, really good for those routine tasks. So the things that you get used to over time, you can then have accountability through the tools. Like, I don't have to tell anyone that I am producing a podcast episode every week, but my project management tool absolutely knows and it tells me when to do things. So the tool is the accountability level. The second level is accountability through connection. Now, this is telling someone else you're going to take action. This is good for people who are struggling with holding themselves accountable, but they know that if they share it with someone else, they're more likely to follow through with the plan. Now, the key here is knowing who to tell. It's not just anyone. You have to tell someone who is, it just depends. Like, tell an accountability buddy. Maybe that accountability buddy is doing the same thing as you. Maybe you find someone that is like, I'm going to do this thing too. I'm going to write that book. I'm going to grow my email list. I'm going to whatever. When you find someone that's doing that, that's a really good accountability buddy when you're in that same project, because you're more likely to actually follow through and encourage each other along the way. This can look like finding a buddy in a connection through a forum. Maybe you're in a membership and you reach out. And again, it's someone who's going through the same thing. So maybe you signed up for a course and there's a forum of some sort and you're like, hey, does anyone want to go through this with me? Because courses in and of themselves do not have accountability built in at all. Courses are things that you have to do on your own, most likely. So you'll want to find an accountability buddy if you need it. So that's accountability through connection, telling someone else and moving forward. The next level is the level that most people need, and I'm raising my hand. Like, this is one, like, I can hold myself accountable with tools. I can definitely tell other people, and that's helpful. But when something is really hard for me, when something, I'm dragging my feet, maybe I've gone a quarter and said I was going to do something and I don't do it. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, I need this next level of accountability, and it works every time for me. Every time. So there's that. And it probably does for you. And it's accountability through payment. And it's amazing how this phrase is true. People who pay, pay attention. I would also say people who pay will take action. It's amazing how we value our money and our time. We say we value our time more, which I hope we all do. But the reality is we really value our money. And so when we invest in something financially, we show up. We show up way different than if we didn't. And there's a price level at which you get to decide. Like, that's all relative, but you get to decide, like, at what level would you commit? It's usually the, I'm a little uncomfortable, right? I'm a little uncomfortable with this, so I'm going to make sure that I follow through. And that is the time when you know, okay, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to show up to those calls. I'm going to do the thing. And so that's the level of accountability that a lot of people will need in order to accomplish the goal or to finish something. I'm not saying you have to pay for everything, but it is something that a lot of us need at certain levels for sure. And I also believe that we need all three of these at different times. You may need one thing right now and need something different in 6 months and vice versa. Like, you just, you'll need different things and you might need several of them. Like, I have accountability through tools. I also tell people some things I'm doing and I pay for coaching. So there's all three. I'm using all three at the same time. And so you can do that, but you need to know for the project you're focused on. So when I talk about a system and this process is like, okay, my goal, I'm going to strive for this one thing and say no to everything else. For that one thing, you want to say, what level of accountability do I need? And there's no right or wrong answer. You just need to be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself and understand what you need and find the thing that you need. And again, if you would like more support with this, because I'm going even deeper on accountability inside Beyond Goals, Resilient Business Planning. It's happening next week. I'm so excited. And I really would love to help you. All you have to do is go to amandamckinney.com/2024-2024, and you'll be able to register. So as we wrap this up, you can either, I know you know what I'm about to say, and I feel good and harsh all at the same time. Your next step here is to remember that you can either make progress or make excuses. And it's so important to remember that and call yourself out on it, because I've called myself out on this many times. I'm like, I am being the excuse monster today. Like, I'm just going to call attention to it. But we can recognize it and move forward. And by using this three-step process of knowing what you want and truly deciding to move forward with it, making the active decision that you're going to say no to other things, that is so, so important. Once you know what you want and you decide to commit, understand what tools work for you and understand what accountability level you need. When you have these things, that is the planning system that you need. That is it. You have to know what you want. You got to find what works for you. And really, finding what works for you is really, like, it's a hard part, but you don't have to do it every time. Once you find the project management tool and learn your system of creating a project plan for yourself, it's done. You've got the template. You move forward. You don't have to do that every time. You just have to create the plan and then implement the plan. And so really understanding what works for you is the key here. You have to know what you want and you have to understand what works for you. And then you actually have to take action. It's pretty amazing to think about that, but you actually have to take the action. And so I would love for you to join me next week in Beyond Goals, Resilient Business Planning. I'm so excited for this. It's happening Wednesday, October 18th. And then we have another two-hour session Friday, the 20th, and another two-hour session Monday, the 23rd. After these dates, there will be a DIY version available that you can go through at your own pace. But here's the thing. I need you to know what accountability you need. If you need me to hold you accountable to take these actions, you need the live version. This is critical. I hope you're smiling right now, because this is the thing. You have to know this about yourself. If you will wait, like if you're like, I'll just wait till the DIY one. If you know yourself and you know you're going to buy the DIY one and never take action with it, please don't waste your money on the DIY one. Please join me at the live one, or don't buy it, because you'll feel guilty for not doing it. It's that accountability piece, because a DIY version does not have accountability built in. but the live version does. So I need you to know what you need. Be honest with yourself. And just know that this planning system, you can use it forever and ever. Amen. Like, you'll be able to use this system that I teach, because it doesn't matter what tool you use. All of this is universal to anything that you decide to use it with. So you can use this going forward. It is something that you'll be able to carry with you. As long as you learn and implement, you'll be able to do this. So thank you for listening today. Thank you for being here. I am so excited. I know I don't understand all the things that you're going through right now, and I don't need to, because I know, my dear friend, that you are tougher than anything that you're going through, and that I cannot wait to share these systems and these tools with you, because I want you to finish what you really, really desire to have in your life and in your business. So until next time, give yourself permission to use what works for you, and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.